face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
You want to talk sports in Boston? We talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. But it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gentlemen, good morning.
How we doing?
The morning. Monday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy is out this week.
Is my mic on?
And we've got Ted Johnson in Hardy's seat to start the day.
Good to see you, boys.
Brilliant.
Thank you for having me today.
What's up, Farmer Fred?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Happy to have you.
Always love having Ted in.
Oh, it's the best.
Meathead Radio.
Oh, by the end of the week, Hardy's going to be out of work.
I hardly doubt that.
You're only here today, though, right?
Just today.
Just today.
Yep.
Why today?
I don't know. We don't make the schedule.
Corporate Jim. You got to ask him what he's thinking.
That's Louth where he went wrong there. Frick.
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
Boy, he blew it.
Well, and Ted's going to do headlines today.
This is great.
This is awesome.
So I get to throw crumpled up paper at his head.
This is a show right now.
This is awesome.
I feel good about it. You know who else is feeling good?
Patriots!
The Patriots are feeling good!
The Pats are kidding!
Back atop the AFC East. Yeah. I can't believe that the turnaround has gone this well and has happened this quickly.
Right.
Where they have this many games to go and they are already back on top of the division. For now, it's, you know, can always be temporary. Doesn't mean they've won the division. But just the fact that they got here after week 11.
Yeah, we quickly glossed over this last Friday. Last Friday, I read a stat. We were looking at all the game matchups. We're going through our picks and that. And I'm like, wait a minute. If that team beats that one or this one. There's a series of games, and it's probably not going to break your way. But if all three break your way, we'll be in here as the Patriots will be the number one team in the AFC East. You'll be the division leader. And here we are. Here we are, and you haven't even played Buffalo twice yet. Ted, that one up there in 2 weeks, Monday nighter, it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. Are you kidding me?
We never played in the night game up there, right?
Oh, I have. Oh, yeah.
Which one?
It was
it had to be like 3, 4, 5.
It was. We played in a night game there. Vinatieri kicked the game-winning field goal in the snow. And it was the game in which, you guys remember the Ty Law cousin
Coming back over the border?
Yeah.
The cousin's bag.
So it was such bad weather after that game. It was, and the only plane to leave the airport was our plane.
Wow.
And it was, I've never been more terrified on an air flight, on an airplane, than that flight home. And Bill gave us the option. If you want to stay in Buffalo, the weather was bad.
It was so bad, he told the team, if you want to stay, stay, because this is dangerous.
That's correct. And so the last night, the only night game I can remember in Buffalo was that game.
How can you do that?
I was staying on hammers.
And a handful of guys stayed. And the story goes that Ty went to Canada, came back.
So Ty stayed and went over the border.
Yep. And but I went on the plane.
But his cousin was there.
It's always the cousin. But we flew to Boston, and it was the most turbulent flight I've ever been on. When the flight attendants, I've never been on a flight where the flight attendants looked nervous. That's what got me worried.
Right.
Wow.
Thurner jumped.
So this was in overtime that Adam kicked that field goal, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. It was.
What year was
it? It was 2000. December 17th, 2000 was the game. And yeah, it was a 24-yard field goal in overtime. It's for a 13-10 win. And following that, Ty Law was suspended 3 days later for the season ender against Miami, 2 days after being caught at the Canadian border with ecstasy in his bag.
Sorry, Ty, I didn't mean to bring that up, but it was part of the story. Sorry.
What game was
it? It was a cousin's bag. It wasn't his.
It wasn't his.
What was it? What game was that when David Patton's head was on Planet Zippy? And remember, he was spinning around, but his head was outside, out of bounds?
Oh,
he was concussed.
I don't remember.
You remember that one?
I don't.
Remember that Beatle?
I do remember that.
Yeah. That was a Matt Cassel game. That was a Matt Cassel game.
It was?
I think so.
I don't think it was.
I think it was Matt Cassel.
All right. Well, we'll have to figure that out.
They ended up winning like 6-3 or something.
No, 2001. It was a year later. Mm. Yep. And then he fumbled the ball, right? When he was knocked out?
Yeah.
And he fumbled the ball out of bounds?
Yeah.
And the rest of his body was in bounds. Yes, that was 2001.
Okay.
Yep, December 2001.
All right.
There you go. I'm like, man, it was not Matt Cassel. Matt Cassel was much later.
A lot of weird stuff happens
all right,
up in
Buffalo. So the league yesterday, watching the Bills lose to the Colts, I look at that game now and I want to know, are the Colts that good or are the Bills that bad? Because that's what you have to now figure out.
I'm going A.
The Colts are that good.
I think, and I keep bringing it up from last year, Colts were a good football team last year. They got a really good offensive line. They paid a lot of money for three of their draft picks. They built that defense. Ballard's done a hell of a job building that defense. They're fast, they're athletic. They had Philip Rivers as their quarterback last year. Philip got him there. There were two more drives left in that game. If he would have performed well, they would have beat Buffalo and Buffalo in the playoffs. That game went down to the wire. You don't forget how close that game was. That playoff game in Buffalo went down to the wire. And Rivers was just a little too old at the time, made a couple bad throws. But if he makes two throws at the end of that game, they advance. Colts would have advanced. So all they did was really replace quarterback. And it's the same team, added some running backs. They're a good team. So I think this is a summation of them figuring things out, like early in the year, like the Patriots, not coming out of the gate well. But, man, we settled down. Now we're playing good football, and that's what the Colts are doing.
They started the season 0-3, right? And I think Carson Wentz was, I believe he was hurt at the beginning of the season.
He was supposed to not play.
You're right. Yeah. He was, right.
Both ankles are hurt.
That's right. So he came back.
Sprained not one, but two.
Yep.
That's right. He came back quicker than they thought. But I'm a little bit surprised. I think I don't trust Carson Wentz at the end of the day, but you can't deny the fact he's having one of his better seasons. He's 18 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. He's been great. That defense is a solid defense, and then they got that tough running game with Jonathan Taylor. So the Colts have won 5 out of the last 6. I think they're a legit team, Beetle, and I think the arrow is pointing down for Buffalo. I think clearly Josh Allen is starting to struggle and make Josh Allen plays, and they don't have the balance on offense.
Four games in the next 5 weeks for the Patriots. The bye is still in there. They've got Buffalo twice. They've got Tennessee this weekend. They also have the Colts in there. And I've maintained for a while that if looking ahead, they can split those four games. They're going to be in good shape. That splitting those tough four games in that stretch will be okay, and they'll come out of it okay. That would now put them with 6 losses on the year. They could still finish 11-6 as long as they take care of business at the end against Miami, which I know is no sure bet at that time of year, and Jacksonville, which should be a sure bet. I look at the split of those four games now, and I wonder how they're if it goes that way, and if they go 3-1 or better, they're making a real statement in my mind. They split these games. Who are they splitting them with now? And I'm starting to think that the Buffalo games look a lot different, and the Colts game looks a lot different based on that result yesterday. By the way, the Patriots open as 5.5-point favorites for this Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans. 5.5 points.
Man,
yes.
That's respect.
Pats are back.
Yeah, and that's a big spread. Big spread right there. That's a lot of respect for the Patriots.
That is a lot of respect. I mean, let's face it, Tennessee, I mean, they peed down their leg yesterday. I mean, Tannehill, 4 interceptions. But, I mean, they have some of the wins they have this year, impressive. They've beaten the Colts twice, the Bills, the Chiefs.
And
they've beaten the Rams.
Come the Chiefs.
And so they've had some. The Tennessee Titans have really big wins. They have horrible losses, but they have some impressive wins. I mean, they lost. What is it? They lost to the Jags, and they've lost to into the Texans yesterday. So
I didn't check this right away yesterday, but if you go on Vegas Insider, which always does a good job of showing you all the different sports books and all the odds, they have it having opened at -2.5. And now you look at other places at MGM, the Patriots are -6.
So
right
heavy
now.
Money going to New England.
-6 right now at Wynn. They are -6 right now. Caesars still has it at 5.5. And so you look at those lines, and locally, you know, the local legal betting establishments have that at 5.5 too. We looked at the Rhode Island one. They're at 5.5.
Keep that in Buffalo's perspective. If you're waking up today and you're hearing that, seeing it, you're like, what the F? How the hell are we a touchdown underdog at home?
People saw 2.5 and they started pouring money on New England last night, yeah, apparently. And it has moved dramatically. There's a lot of respect coming the Patriots' way.
They're the hit team. I mean, them and the Chiefs in the AFC right now. Everybody's talking about the Patriots and the Chiefs as maybe the two best teams in the AFC. So people are nationally are thinking the Patriots are contenders right now, Super Bowl contenders. And that's going to be reflected in the point spread.
It's because the AFC is wide open. I do. And there are some people, Nick Wright, trying to make the case today that Kansas City has now established itself as the team and they're going to run away with the AFC. I don't buy that. But I would say Kansas City's got as good a chance as anybody in the field. Mm. You know who I am not believing in whatsoever? That is the Ravens. I'm not buying in on that team.
Down on
another
the Ravens.
Cheap win yesterday against a bad cheap football team in Chicago. That was a bad game. So the Patriots this weekend are hosting a game against the Titans. They are a heavy favorite in the game.
Wow.
And in week 12, after starting 2-4, they're going into week 12 with a chance to be not just where they are now, which is the 3 seed, but to be talking about getting up into the top seeds in the conference. That's where they are. That is a fast, remarkable turnaround.
It was after that Dallas game. There was dissension in the locker rooms. You heard the players were teetering on, you know, whether or not they were going to fully believe and buy in. Coaching issues, and how everything has totally flipped. It's fun to watch, man.
Let's talk more about it. The AFC, the playoff picture, what this week means. It feels great just to have a big game happening on Sunday at Gillette Stadium. There's going to be no lack of buzz for this one. We'll get to your calls as well and your reaction to the NFL games over the weekend. 617-779-0985. Ted in for Hardy here on Zolak and Bertrand. Don't go anywhere.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Zone Beatles.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone.
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand here at 10:20.
But you won't play that one again.
It's not a good one. That one should get out of the rotation.
I agree.
We should pull that one. We've got too many other good ones.
That means something important's not coming up. Something that is not important.
Right, it's real.
That's just like a
real downer.
Yeah. That's the show.
Real, oh, wow.
Oh, now the
617-779-0985. This sounds like one of those beds they use on those like fast upbeat segments or on those podcasts where they're like,
really?
I'm going to give you a take right now. We're going to play music underneath my take so it sounds that much more dramatic.
It sounds like more like right before the starting lineups at an NBA game.
Yeah, see, that, I feel that, like
I'm the visiting team.
I feel like I'm playing my kid.
Visiting team lineup right here.
I feel like I'm playing my kid on his PS5 and we're picking out our starting lineups right now. Press go, Dad. Come on, let's go. Press go.
All right, that's what it is.
Wait, can I change the uniforms?
Visiting lineup introduction. 617-779-0985. George is in Boston today. Hi, George.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hello, George.
Listen, I just want to say something. You know how all the writers and all the coaches say there are no moral victories? Well, I believe the Patriots had a couple of those this year, and that's why they're where they are now. I know they're not victories, but when you play good teams and you play well, it's got to do something to the team's morale, right? And, I mean, they're in first place today. maybe they weren't moral victories. I don't know. But when I'm looking at the season, I say, geez, those guys, they've really come along. You know what I mean? And they're the only team in the NFL that has not been up and down. Even in the games they've lost, they've played well. They haven't got blown out. The Miami game, the Dallas game, and the Tampa Bay game. And even New Orleans, they're in the hunt into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they suck.
But you see these other teams in the NFL, they're like erratic. One day they're the best team in the world, and the next day they're horrible, you know?
All right, George, interesting point on this. I think that the losses that they had, they were tight losses. Is the ones he brought up that I will stick to will be Tampa Bay and the Cowboys game. The defense in the Cowboys game was wretched. They gave up a million yards in that one. And I would say
the most yards in the franchise history.
Yeah. I would say the change for the team came after that game defensively. And I think that's where their biggest area of improvement has been on the defensive side of the ball. So I get what he's saying in the sense that they played well. So as a player, you guys can speak to this better. You're still engaged. You're still thinking, okay, we're building something here. We don't suck. We're not a bad team. We just need to get a little bit better to compete in these games. But I don't feel like anyone should have acted like they had won the game after those games. That's a sign of a bad team. And I don't think they did that. And I don't think fans did that either. But going back now, looking back retroactively, you say, okay, they were a good team building something possibly. And now you're seeing the results of them having gotten better over the course of the season.
I do think there is something to that. And Ted, you speak to that. I mean, that time you guys played the Rams and then ultimately played them again in the Super Bowl, that does go back in your head, right? Like we matched up against them and we gave it to them.
Absolutely. But Zoe, you and I think played in one of the biggest moral victory games back in 1996. So I always the two moral victory games I've always referenced is the 0-1 Rams game, the regular season, when we lost the Rams by a touchdown. Mid-season that year, we felt like we went toe-to-toe. If we got a chance to play them again, that we'd have their number. And we had a game down in Dallas in 1996 where we lost 12-6. That was the game in which Adam Vinatieri ran down Herschel Walker. We lost that game, but we felt it just felt like at least the coaches were kind of pumping us up and you know, kind of, even though it was a loss.
You knew you belong.
We didn't lose again until the Green Bay Packers game in the Super Bowl. So is my point. So there are moral. You can have a moral victory if you kind of go on a winning streak and start playing better after a loss like that.
You know what that game in '96 was against the Cowboys.
What?
That was against the world champion Dallas Cowboys.
How do you feel?
It was.
How do you feel about that?
Wow. So he was a little boy, and he asked Drew on his TV show.
That's T-Bone. Week. You got it back there?
Oh. You got to hear this.
You got that in the highlights?
I was wondering, you're playing the world champion Dallas Cowboys this year. How do you feel about that?
That's you?
That's me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's awesome.
What a town.
The confidence.
Listen, a year.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you're playing the world champion Dallas Cowboys this year. How do you feel about that?
Well, just straight to the point. No nuance in that.
Yeah, but how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Talk about it.
Strong.
Do we have Drew's answer?
It's a little Steve Sanchez.
In the files? It is a little Sanchez there. Do we have Drew's answer? How did he feel about that going down there and what was obviously now we know a moral victory? Thank you for letting us know that. That was absolutely the game I was asking about. That's the one.
That's awesome, man. That's
Drew's answer. I don't know if we clipped that out.
Our offense only put up 6 points, but hey, you know.
I can't imagine being real excited.
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity. You know, I think everybody is in the league to prove that you can beat the team that won the Super Bowl the last year. Hopefully we'll be able to go down and play well. We've got to go play at their place, I think. And that makes it more difficult, too. But, we're excited about the opportunity.
Stupid kid shit.
No, but excited about the opportunity.
The respect he gave you in that thoughtful answer.
You
get to
hear it.
I do.
I've never forgotten that. Never forgotten that level of respect. Look at Zoe. It makes Zoe feel so old when we play it.
Oh, that's
he
awesome.
Feels so old.
It's a good point.
He's like you were that little.
I work with a little boy.
Yeah. Wow. That does kind of put us in a different light now.
It does, buddy.
Yikes.
Okay. It's all good. Paulie's in the truck today. Paulie.
Bird, you were just as frank back then as you are now today.
Thank you very much.
You haven't changed the look. You sound a lot different, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for sure.
Teddy, Teddy, I had him at 12-5 this year, too, like you. Winning the division in Buffalo, coming back down to earth. I didn't know Buffalo was going to be crashing back down to earth, though. But I'll tell you, the guy they're missing, Teddy, and I'm sure you can understand this, they're missing number 49. He was a spark. He's a spark. He's the center of that team. He's a hungry man at their inside linebacker, Edwards, and I think they miss him badly. Now, I got a great Scott Zolak story. I heard a couple of days ago.
Okay, yeah, we like that. Let's hear that.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good. That was my man. So this guy he was going to a wedding, and he needed a fast haircut. He kept delaying it. He was stuck in town late on a Friday. He said, I got to get my haircut. The wedding's tomorrow. So he goes into this fancy barbershop, $80 to $100. He goes, oh, my God, $80 to $100. He goes, all right, I guess I got to pay. He sits down. The guy offers him a shot of whiskey. He says, it's whiskey? He goes, yeah, it's part of the haircut. He goes, all right, I'll take it. He takes a shot of whiskey. In comes Zoe. He sits in the chair next to him. Hey, how you doing, Zoe? The kid says to him. So, hey, what do you say, kid? Hey, well, he gave me a shot of whiskey here. It's a little expensive. He says, you ain't seen nothing. You come with me. They walk into the back room. Zoe goes into a special cabinet, breaks out this expensive cognac. Gives the kid not one, but two shots as he takes a couple of himself, goes back to the chair. They sit there, get their hair cut, and Zoe paid for the whole thing, tip and all.
Classy.
Wow.
Classy move.
Who told you this?
Guy I met in Cumberland Farms early in the morning.
There's
got off my
spot. There's your spot.
He's going to the flea market in Mendon. It's his friend. He told me all about it. I'm sure it was a true story.
Wow. Yeah.
Where was that?
Down on Newberry Street.
How long ago?
25 years?
You were still collecting those player checks at that point.
That was the big
money. That's why I was feeling big time.
You ain't going to Boston. Empty-handed.
Zoe ain't paying for haircuts these days. Yeah. You're like, buy me a shot. I'm Zoe.
Right.
Is it the same place that the other quarterback would go to? On Newberry? Or was this your own?
Oh, you think Peeney Designs?
That's what I'm thinking. No?
No. This is pre-Peeney.
Gotcha. Pre-Peeney.
Yeah, Peeney exploded after that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So Zoe's had a Peeney haircut before.
I've had a Peeney haircut.
You've had a Peeney haircut.
Peeney
flew down to cut his hair last week, just to cut his hair. It's crazy.
He flies down.
He flew down to go give the guy a haircut.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Well, he loves
it. By the way, Paulie was talking about Tremaine Edwards, who's got that hamstring injury for the Bills and is out. When he was saying 49, I'm like,
Patriots.
Is Joe Cardona?
I'm Joe Cardona, right?
More context. Paul, you didn't give us more context. That's okay.
I think Joe Cardona is 49. Let me double check that. Yes. Is he? Yeah.
I'm not sure Edwards.
I had no idea what he was talking about. He's talking about the Bills. He clarified at the end. Wow. That's real nice. Cognac, huh?
Yeah.
You like cognac?
No. It's just expensive and good.
It's just expensive.
But it's
your throat.
Yeah,
it's good to hear these stories. And it wasn't yours. You were basically giving out their cognac.
I was passing out other people's stuff, right.
Where he found the guy, though, was remarkable. Where'd you see him? Cumberland Farms. Ran him to Cumbies.
So let me see. Let me run into some random guy, a stranger that I don't know, and start getting Zolak stories from him.
Yeah. Guess who's on the line here? We haven't heard from him in the last couple of weeks. He's re-emerging.
It's not there, right?
It's Brandon in Boston.
Oh.
Where have you been?
Yeah, where you been?
Hey, guys. Well, life is starting to happen again. So, been moving around doing this and that.
Sure.
But, I gotta say, man, I'm not convinced that this team is good. You want to know why?
Yeah, give me a list of stuff why.
Started with the Jets.
Okay.
All right. They would get their ass kicked by Cleveland.
Let him go. Let him speak.
Let me tell you, Cleveland's a real team. Cleveland's a real team, but banged up. But this 5-game winning streak started with the Jets. Let me tell you something about these five teams. Five teams, they have rookie coaches in their first and second year, right? The players are rookies, most of them, okay? So it's all about the coaching, okay? The Colts, the Titans, the Bills, even Miami's starting to wake up. These are real teams that you're going to have to battle with. And I'm not convinced, man. You played rookie teams, and it was basically the coaching. The coaching worked.
45-7
is
coaching?
When you play against these real teams, say that?
I said 45-7 against what you just told us was a good team is just an imbalance in coaching?
It has to do with coaching. I mean, the Bills are top 20 ranked in coaching. The Colts, the Bills.
All right, so Brandon, what are you predicting for this
Miami
week? How do you think this game with Tennessee goes? How do you think this looks this weekend?
Although the Titans lost, although the Bills lost,
yeah.
Okay, I don't think that that's convincing. That, okay, these teams lost. I see a weakness in them. I'm going to beat them. This is real coaching. They're well balanced. Okay? They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They can do everything that you do plus better. And you're going to see, man, the test is going to happen this week. The Bills, the Colts, the Titans, even Miami. It's going to be a tough game. And I want to see if you beat those teams, I'll be convinced. If you beat these teams, you beat the Bills twice. You beat the Colts.
Have a good Christmas.
You beat the Titans.
So what, they got to win their next four? They have to win the next four straight.
They got to run the table.
They got to win nine straight, and then they also have to beat Miami. So they've got to win, what is that, five of their last six in order to be convinced.
Christmas
time. That's what it's got to be. So they must finish at 12-5.
See, Brandon would be convinced they're any good. Brandon would call every Friday with a list of things, usually 1-5, 1-6 on a good day. And give us every single reason why the Patriots are going to get their asses kicked.
The only allowed loss he has in there is Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So, okay, he didn't mention them. So basically they have to win out for him to be convinced.
Brandon's the gift that keeps giving.
Brandon, don't stop. Don't stop doubting them.
That's
right. Don't stop. We love it. 617-779-0985. We've got a No Bull gift card giveaway coming up at 10:50. You don't want to miss your opportunity to win that $100 gift card. The brand of Mac Jones, of course. Ted has our headlines. We're looking forward to this.
Should be good.
Let's do it.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you. To where
dialogue,
what
did
I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good one, T-Bone. I like this. 617-779-0985. You guys see Cam Newton yesterday?
Yeah.
Cam Newton and his Carolina Panthers.
Did all right.
They did everything except, win the game. But, you know, what does that matter? Cam's back, everybody.
Cam's back. I'm back.
Woo-hoo! He had, a 22-yard touchdown run is what he had in that game. And then he had a 50-yard run to go celebrate it in midfield. he is a fun player to watch, though. I'm not going to deny him.
Comes with it.
I enjoy watching Cam Newton play for other teams. That's what I've told you.
Yeah.
I like Cam Newton on the Panthers.
Yeah.
And I've always liked Cam Newton. But at this point in his career, his ability to throw the football was, not great last year. However, yesterday, he was 21 of 27, 189 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Quarterback rating of 120.5.
That's a pretty good day.
Very Mac-like stat line is what that is, though. Very accurate, not a ton of yards, couple of touchdowns, protected the football, didn't turn it over. Very Mac-like. Well, the Patriots be right now with Cam Newton as their quarterback. This version of Cam Newton, he looks rested, he looks healthy. Are the Patriots 7-4 with Cam Newton?
Probably not. I'd say probably not. Probably more of a 6-5, 5-16.
Not far off.
Yeah. But now it becomes a question when you start playing the good teams and playing them late, is a quarterback ready to throw and is this guy ready to play against a playoff team? And I think we know
that. I know what that answer is.
We saw him go toe-to-toe with Tampa and the Cowboys. And we saw him throw the ball out at the Charger game. Like the kid's ready. The kid's ready. Your team will be better with Mac. No doubt about it.
I don't think anyone's going to make the argument that they'd be better with Cam. No, no one's going to say
that. When you pose that question, what would the record be with him? Then people start thinking that, well, we should get them.
Oh, no. No. I'm not even advocating that. I'm just curious. I'm curious what it would have been had Bill decided he was going to stick with Cam. If Cam had not taken the trip to go see the doctor and did not have to sit out the 5 days, which I think was a major irritation, and they decide that, we're on the fence, and so because we're on the fence about this, we're just going to go with the guy who was here last year, and they did that, where would the team have ended up? Because it was not the same team. There are a lot of new faces. There are new players that have made big impacts on the team.
Sure.
Would they be in the same spot? And they may not be far off record-wise, but where the hell would they be going? Really? Where would they be going? The ceiling would be limited. The record might be close to what it is now. Maybe they're beating Miami right out of the gate in week one.
You may win uglier. Right? You may have win uglier, tighten things up more, so to speak, more regular personnel and less of the motion and, you know, sort of the exotic screen stuff. I think they're doing more stuff with Mac.
No one's going to argue against that.
You'd be surprised.
Zoe, you think maybe Mac has maybe been good for one or two more wins.
At least.
I think you're right. And I think then there's one scenario that I, or two scenarios, situations I would say, that I think he far and away excels beyond what Cam Newton does. And that's his third down passing and his 2-minute ability. I think. You know,
passing, period.
Yeah.
Third down is obviously huge for him.
But if you just remember, third down last year was the most predictable third down offense ever. If they got in third and long, it was some horizontal screen and it was our draw play. You know, now we throw it downfield and then they execute in 2 minutes. They have scored points before the half in the last five games. So I just think those two situations, he's far and away better than Cam Newton.
I think the pre-snap, too. They totally dressed up the pre-snap. When I say pre-snap, it's when he breaks the huddle and he walks up. They would break the huddle, walk up with Cam, and Cam would just stroll up, look, and then just start calling the plays, calling the cadence. Mac comes up, and it's quick, looking around, you know, moving guys around. Even during the runs, he's got run checks now he's dealing with. So you could tell they want to make him make it look like, even if it's run, we want to look like you're calling protection, like you're changing something. So everything has to look similar so that when you come up, you just don't hurry up and snap it on a run. So
they didn't do that with Cam.
Cam would just come up and snap.
Yeah. No audibles, no checks. You know, if there was a blitz, you know, you didn't adjust to it, you know, where, you know, Mac, even though it's kind of been a problem a little bit picking up these corner blitzes recently, but for the most part, Mac just does a much better job identifying the blitz and knowing where his hot reads are.
617-779-0985. Jake is in Boston. Jake.
Boys, what a great Monday.
Wow. You had to be busy this weekend.
Before I get, I talk about the Patriots, let me talk about the Bruins goaltender, because I get accused of being anti-women on this show. But Jeremy Swayman's girlfriend, Tori, who has 5 calendar years on him and about 20 when it comes to maturity, went back to Alaska last week, and all of a sudden he has his worst game of the month. So it can work in both ways with Swayman. Exactly.
All right.
Now on to the Patriots. I know a lot of people are willing to dunk on me over the billboard. What do you think of the billboard now? I'm happy to be in first place. But this week, this is my entire act in a nutshell. It may be more important than Tampa week, because the last time the Patriots were faced with a playoff push during a holiday, they decided that the holiday, Christmas and New Year's 2019, was more important than the Dolphins and the Titans. And that laziness won the Chiefs the Super Bowl that year. Now you have a situation where I will give the team full credit. They deserve the weekend off. I have no issues with anything that happened this weekend outside of your precious there, Mark Bertrand, on Friday night. But you won't talk about it, so I won't go there.
What was Friday night?
The owner had a nice lady friend. We're next to Christian Barmore at the Celtics game, and I email you the photo I creep from rafters. But I have no problem with anything. I have no problem with anything. The issue I will have is if they do not come into work today excited about the position that they're in, and that they look at Thanksgiving as another day instead of a holiday. They should have had Thanksgiving last weekend. They had the days off last weekend.
You're right, Jake. Cancel Thanksgiving.
Yep.
He's absolutely right. Patriots, no Thanksgiving for you. regular work week.
You know, Jim Lyle says
they'll have an early day Thursday, right?
They celebrate Thursday a week early.
That'll be the plan, yeah. Right? Early day on Thursday.
Yeah.
They'll get the work in early.
Sure.
That's right. Yep.
Out by noon.
And that's
go
it.
Fun.
That's the only weird thing of the week.
That's how weird Lyle is. They have Thanksgiving a week before. And then they use Thanksgiving as an actual like tree decorating day and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, weird, man.
Okay.
And I think having this weekend off will set them up perfectly to just have an early day on Thursday. I'm not worried about things, but for the most part, cancel it. I think Jake is right. I didn't think Jake's a cancel culture guy, but he obviously is trying to cancel Thanksgiving. So no Thanksgiving for the Patriots. It's over.
Ooh, pilgrims.
All right, there you go. Swayman's girlfriend. We got to get her back to town. How do we get her back? How serious is this relationship going to be, Tori?
He's a goalie.
Yeah, well, we need him on his A game. If that means she has to be here, I think she should move here. I think you should get married to her right now, if that's what it takes. Log it up. We'll get back to your calls coming up. And we're giving away a gift card, $100 Noble gift card. We'll do all of that next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
First and foremost, let's take care of the giveaway, shall we? No
what
bull.
Are we giving away?
No bull.
I bought some apparel from No Bull the
you
other
did.
Day. I did.
Enjoying
some
it?
Sleeveless shirts. I love it. Good
of course,
quality,
they're sleeveless.
Soft.
Of course.
It's kind of my look.
You bought it?
I did, man.
Nice. I had some scent.
Zoe doesn't pay for anything.
I don't but I'm not.
Like, that's why it's amazing that he paid for that guy's haircut and his cognac.
His hair. Sometimes you got to do nice things for people.
I know. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985 will score a $100 No Bull gift card. The training gear that Mac Jones wears. No Bull, a brand for those who work hard and don't make excuses. You don't make excuses, Ted. That's why it's perfect for you.
Thank you, sir.
Perfect.
Born, they're based out of Rhythm, I think.
Are they?
Yeah, no, I believe so.
Wow. Wow.
I believe their headquarters are right around Rhythm.
Local company.
My old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Zoe's still back stomping the around there.
I stomped there. Sorry.
We got a little something in your throat there.
We're good now.
Okay, good. Excellent.
There was a day last week where you were on the mic. I don't know if you were somewhere else, but.
Yeah, I was down in Atlanta. Oh,
that's what it was.
Heavy breathing.
Blame Dennis.
Oh, it was.
Blame Dennis for the crap equipment.
I was cracking up, man. I heard every single inflection in
Hardy here. Said cheap headset, cheap box.
Oh.
Yeah, unit.
Devin's in Taunton today. He's got something for us on the offensive line. Hi, Devin.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, Dev.
Hey, so I just have a question. I wanted to know, is Isaiah Wynn more of a liability at left tackle? He's had the most holding calls out of all the offensive linemen and the most false starts. I know he's in a contract year. Will he be back next year at left tackle?
Yeah.
Well, they picked up his option.
Signed a fifth year, yeah.
They already picked it up, so he's under contract next year.
$10 million.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, that'll be, yes, he'll be back.
Are you guys, anybody surprised with the diminished role for Mike Onwenu? Because
he's caught in the middle, I think.
It's kind of surprising, though.
After he played so well a year ago.
Yeah.
That we'd all had him penciled in as a, you know, lock every game, find a way to have him in the lineup.
I was surprised that he was the odd man out. I really was.
It doesn't feel like he wants to play tackle.
No.
You know, like they kicked him inside all camp, and he was asked about it. And I don't know. I don't even get reps at tackle.
That doesn't mean that's his decision.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, I thought they were trying to get him ready for the departure of Shaq Mason, if Shaq would eventually go after this contract. So he was going to be our next stud guard, because like he is built like it.
But they feel like Teddy Karras is a better guard. They're starting Teddy Karras over Mike.
I think that surprised them. That's part of the problem too. So Teddy Karras' play has really forced himself into the picture. Teddy came back. Remember David Andrews was out in free agency? Teddy Karras signed here before.
That's right.
Andrews came back.
That's right.
So I think they bought Teddy here just as a safe bail, just in case, hey, he got to be center in case David doesn't come back.
Just so you know, Mike Onwenu played tight end in that game against the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know if you guys talked about it, but he had a handful of snaps as the tight end in 21 personnel when they would run downhill and lead draws and ace ice. It was Mike Onwenu playing tight end. He looked pretty good blocking.
Throw the ball to him.
That's the next step.
Go route.
Peter's in Maine. Hey, Peter. Oh God. Here we go.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday,
Peter. Happy Monday, Peter.
I think it's going to be a good week. I think we're going to set ourselves up for, you know, a team which is, you know, agitated. The Titans, they're in a strange place. Yeah. Their running game has suddenly sort of dissolved, but that could be fixed. We've got other concerns now with, you know, guys like Taylor. But we're in a better position than I ever expected. We have enough energy. We have enough ability to move forward. We just can't afford to have any crazy plays, turnovers. I hope we keep our game leveled out. That's all.
All right, Peter. Jonathan Taylor scares him in that Colts game.
I lost all my energy.
Don't let him affect you.
Well, every day, every week.
Find it again, would you?
I got it.
Find it again.
There you go. You guys teased me with that, right? We weren't going to play when they were bad. And then once they're good again, once it's warranted to be played, we will play.
You want some stats on Jonathan Taylor, by the way? Michael F. Florio had these. There are only four players who have seen 40%+ of their team's touches this season. You want to take a guess on any of them? It's a high number, 40%.
40% of their team's touches?
Yeah. Najee Harris. Yeah. Joe Mixon, who's obviously a big part of that offense in Cincinnati. Jonathan Taylor, 42%. Harris, by the way, is at 48%.
Ravens back.
That's been unbelievable. And Derrick Henry, even despite missing time, is still at 40% for his team. Jonathan Taylor has seen 63% of the Colts' red zone touches, by far the most in the NFL. Harris has 46% of the Steelers' red zone touches. Wow.
Doesn't feel sustainable.
62 times they have put the ball in Jonathan Taylor's hands in the red zone. So you know what's coming when they get to the red zone.
Probably when Le'Veon Bell was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, his numbers would have blown those away. That's how many times that guy touched the ball.
He's on pace for, he's got over 1,200 yards already.
Who?
Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's on pace for, I thought 1,600 yards from Corey Dillon back in 2004 was, insane.
1,200 yards was, you did it.
Yeah.
You get over 1,000, but, man, if you got 1,200, that was huge.
Yeah, and they still got a lot of games to play, so he's having a fantastic year.
Rock and Roll Joe in Rhode Island has a Patriots jingle, he says.
Let's go.
What do you got?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm going to play a little song if you don't mind, a little Patriots. Okay, here we go.
Take your time.
It's warming up, Ted.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yep, we're ready.
So let's go, Pats fans. We're on a good roll. Climbing the hill, and the
Rock and Roll Joe, everybody.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.